Today, you can save big on a holiday gift you'll use every day, Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons offer seamless Bluetooth pairing, a comfortable noise-isolating fit, and amazing audio quality. Get 20% off at buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Attorney General William Barr, who has been absent for weeks and weeks, telling the Associated Press, "To date, we have not seen fraud on a scale," he said, "that could have affected a different outcome in the election." He is either a liar or a fool, or both.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
The ballot had a straight party ticket vote for both the Democrat and the Republican. The poll worker then said, "I think I'm going to give it to the Democrats." That's absolutely absurd. That is illegal. The vote should have been tossed out. And then her supervisor defers to her and says, "Well, what do you think?" And I'm like, "Well, what do you think? It doesn't matter what you think. It's the law. Why not give it to the Republicans instead of the Democrats?" The gentleman began screaming at me, and he told her to push the ballot through.
At approximately 4:03 a.m., a poll worker announced, "50 boxes of ballots coming in." Election workers loudly cheered, "Woo!" Why? Did they know that they were for Biden?
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
130,000 to 280,000 completed ballots for the 2020 general election were shipped from Bethpage, New York to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, where those ballots and the trailer in which they were shipped disappeared.
Unchained and unstoppable.
When do you get back to the normal economy? There is a range of when the experts will say you can get to that point. Some say as soon as June. Some say not until September.
Can't hold on much longer.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. I want to talk about an issue that we haven't discussed much lately in the press of all the other news, and that is Charlie Baker's dream of more than doubling the gas tax. It's called the Transportation Climate Initiative, TCI, but just for practical purposes, spell it T-A-X. It's a tax, and I think it's more than double. Earlier estimates was it would double the gas tax. Now they're saying it could push the gas tax per gallon up as much as 38 cents per gallon. Just what the state's economy needs when it's on its back. 37% of small businesses have gone under Charlie's dictatorship of the last 8 or 9 months. And so now what it is it's a program that all these states in the Northeast, going as far south as I think Maryland or Virginia, would be in it together. And the other states have been balking at it. But Charlie Parker is he's in for the long haul, although he has been pulling back. And we just wanted to check in with one of the leading opponents of the TCI tax. Doubling and more than doubling the gasoline tax, one of the leading opponents of it on Beacon Hill, to see where this thing stands, because we're getting conflicting stories. He has Charlie Parker, he has some political instincts, but he has an energy and environmental affairs secretary, Climate Katie, they call her. And she was at an event this week, and top Baker aide says full steam ahead with TCI. Full steam ahead, right over the cliff for the Massachusetts economy. Anyway, joining us now on the line is Representative Dave DeCoste. Dave, thanks for being with us. First of all, congratulations on your reelection last month.
Howie, thank you very much. I wanted to thank all the folks in Norwell, Hanover, and Rockland who came out to support us. It was tough. And as you know, in this state, We had some really tough headwinds. So thanks to all our supporters out there.
Yeah, I'm glad you're coming back, because we need somebody who can fight this thing. What's the status of it right now, TCI?
Well, I have a great deal of respect for Secretary Theoharides. So I was a bit surprised to hear that we're full steam ahead on this, because I hope we had let all the steam out of steam out of it before it came to a vote. You know, we're coming up. We have got some issues. We've got the police issue, which I know you have covered already. But this just dreadful bill that I'm hoping the governor is going to veto, because we do have enough to sustain a veto in the House at least. And I was hoping we'd forget about TCI, because right now we're in no condition to implement any program like this. And I'm not sure again that this is constitutional via the state constitution, even if they tried to implement it.
I mean, and given the fact that in the elections last month, some of the most prominent supporters of this horrible abomination of an idea were defeated in legislative elections. I mean, don't the politicians realize that there's going to be a significant blowback if they suddenly decide to have the gas tax go from, like, say, what is it now, 24 cents on the state level, something like that, up to over 60 cents? I mean, what is that going to do to an already reeling state economy? Doesn't anybody think about this stuff, Dave?
Well, I wonder maybe they read the Globe too much or something. They need to adjust over to the Herald. But no, Howie, I question whether or not people do realize that. You know, we've just, not to go a bit far afield, but we've already just adjusted cigarette prices. And as I said, and I think I mentioned to you last time we spoke about a fella I know. I mean, the differential in cigarette taxes, but price of pack of cigarettes between New Hampshire and Massachusetts is between $5 and $9 a pack. So we've already encouraged people to go up there with cigarette trafficking and trafficking on them. But basically, if you're running a business in Haverhill or Dracut or Groton, Massachusetts, they are really at a disadvantage trying to move any big item. And we're just giving people, and we're going to give people one more reason. You know, when you go over to the Pheasant Lane Mall and you buy your washer, your dryer, or you pick up some expensive hardware or a nice gift for your daughter or wife at the jewelry store, on the way out, you'll make sure to buy your neighbor a cigarette and to fill up a tank of gas before you cross back into Massachusetts. It's really going to kill us.
Have you explained this to the governor?
Howie, right now, I think the governor's tied up with between the, you know, the COVID and the economic, and you know, to circle back with the economic crisis, yes, we have. We I don't think there's an individual in the House or Senate elected Republican who supports this. As a matter of fact, I don't know any elected Republican that I've spoken to who supports this, to be honest with you, with the exception of perhaps Lieutenant Governor and the Governor. But the bottom line is that in a situation where we're driving so many small businesses, and you know, I know you're out in Wellesley and back and forth here, you know how many small businesses are folding daily. I see it on a regular basis. People who own restaurants, people who own gyms, people who own a whole assortment of small businesses and
right.
who are just hanging on. The last thing we need to do is reduce discretionary income and make their costs go higher, because don't forget, the people who are transporting goods are going to pay more money in fuel costs and everything else. This is the last thing we need to do to the economy right now.
And of course, people are saying, you know, why? What's the rationale? They say the rationale is to improve the climate, is to stop global warming. But Massachusetts is 1/50th. of a tiny part of the world's population when you get right down to it, even though we are more affluent. This is not going to affect anything other than people's, like you say, discretionary income. It's going to crush, and it's going to crush all of the service stations, the gas stations on the border. And you're right, it just gives people, what kind of state is this, Dave? And again, I don't care about marijuana and I don't care about tobacco, but you're now going to have deliveries of marijuana are going to be okay, home deliveries of marijuana. But if you want a pack of menthol cigarettes, you got to go out of state. How does that make any sense?
Things are upside down. You know, sometimes you really have to wonder whether you're reading the Herald or the Onion to look at some of these stories. It really is comical, but it almost as if, you know, the last 2 years have been written by somebody who used to write for Monty Python. Things are upside down, Howie, but I don't, the the feel I get is that I don't think anything like this is going to be implemented. There's so many more important things to do. We have transportation bond bills and, of course, the police bill and a half dozen other things that are very, you know, that need to get done. The budget still isn't done. So the bottom line is we need to execute.
I hope you're right, Dave. I always think about this because it really bugs me, because this is it would be so devastating to everybody in the Commonwealth. But, and I wasn't even, I thought that it was off the table. But then I saw this story on Monday where, you know, full steam ahead. So that's why I called you. You think she's just, freelancing here and, this is a rogue operation here? Or why doesn't Charlie tell her get back to where she came from with this stuff?
Well, again, I have a great deal of respect for Secretary Theoretis. I do not think that I can't speak to any type of disconnect within the administration, but I can tell you that within the GOP, and I think I speak for a great number of Democrats in the legislature, there's no appetite to raise the taxes. And by the way, keep in mind this system would. Not only would they be able to raise taxes outside the purview of the legislature, but all the spending would happen outside the purview of the legislature, which I think any plain reading of the Massachusetts state constitution would indicate that's unconstitutional.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people have a chance to get rid of you or any of the other 199 members of the legislature, you know, if you do things that we don't want you to do. But unelected bureaucrats like this energy secretary, we don't have a vote with them. And they operate in a high-handed manner, and there's no pushback. It's just, what do people do if they want to make it clear to their legislators that they have no interest in reviving this this Trojan horse of a bill?
Well, I think probably your best bet is the governor's direct line to for people who want to call and voice an opinion. It's 617 area code 725-4005. It's 617-725-4005. And you can tell them you don't want TCI. And while you're at it, mention it that you wanted him to veto this policing bill that we're sending up to him.
What do you think, though? What are the odds? I mean, he's going really PC here in the last couple of years. What do you think?
I think the governor is very practical, and I think he. You might laugh when you say I think he's very practical, and the governor is very pro law enforcement. So I think he's very skeptical. He's measured. He likes to get all the information before he makes a decision. But I think when it comes to law enforcement, he will err on the side of the police who are advocating, and I think this has 100% opposition of law enforcement, at least the ones I've talked to.
All right, yeah, he's practical. He's practically put the state out of business, Dave DeCoste. You don't have to respond to that. Thanks for being with us, and congratulations on being reelected. I know it was a tough fight. Thank you. If you haven't tried Superbeats soft chews, you're missing out on a really great product that gives you an extra burst of energy whenever you pop one into your mouth. They look like candy. They're wrapped in foil, but they're good for you. They're good for your blood pressure and your circulation and your heart health. I take two a day, one before I even go out in the morning, before I have my first cup of coffee. It gives me a burst of energy, as I say, and then I have one before the show so I can be on top of my game, or at least as much as I hope to be on top of my game throughout the whole show. And you've really got to try this product. It's a great, great product. Superbeats Soft Chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grapeseed extract. The grapeseed extract used in Superbeats Chews has been clinically shown to be twice as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. Superbeats Chews promotes heart-healthy energy the way nature intended, without caffeine or stimulants. Now you can take just two delicious chews a day, anytime, anywhere, to get the blood pressure support and energy you want. And if you love Superbeats Chews, you'll love their all-new, delicious vitamin D3 chews. They may be even tastier than the Superbeats Chews. Vitamin D3 has been in the news a lot for its ability to support health. Humans, all new vitamin D3 chews provide high-potency vitamin D3 for a convenient and delicious way to support your immune health year-round. And now you can get a free bag of vitamin D3 chews and a free bag of Super Beats chews when you buy two bags of Super Beats chews at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's right. When you purchase two bags of Super Beats chews, they'll throw in a free bag of Super Beats chews and a free bag of vitamin D3 chews. Hurry to superbeatsradio.com/Howie. superbeatsradio.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this. He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
No brag, just fact.
Howie Carr.
You know, I was saying earlier in the day when I was talking to Kurt Schlichter, every day we get new stories about these frauds, these Democrat frauds in these deep blue areas, you know, telling their constituents to do one thing and then doing something else. We didn't have to wait until dawn for this one. This is in Austin, Texas, one of the blue blots in a beautiful red state. The Austin mayor stressed that residents need to stay home. He was vacationing in Mexico at the time. In early November, as health officials warned of an impending COVID-19 spike, Austin Mayor Steve Adler hosted an outdoor wedding and reception with 20 guests for his daughter at a trendy hotel near downtown. The next morning, Adler and seven other wedding attendees boarded a private jet. A private jet! What about his carbon footprint on top of, the virus? A private jet bound for Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, where they vacationed for a week at a family timeshare. One night into his trip, he's in Mexico. Now, remember this. He's in Mexico vacationing. Mayor Adler addressed Austin residents in a Facebook video. "We need to stay home if you can. This is not the time to relax," he said while he was relaxing. We are going to be looking really closely. We may have to close things down if we are not careful. In hosting the wedding and traveling internationally, Adler said he broke neither his own order nor those established by Governor Greg Abbott. Yeah, right. Rules for thee, but not for me. A new headline for Kayleigh McEnany's board behind her at the White House. My silver bullet holiday gift idea, Raycon wireless earbuds. With seamless Bluetooth pairing and premium audio quality, Raycons are perfect for calls or music, for work or play, at home or on the go. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will we be back to normal before September of 2021?
No, I don't think so.
66% say no.
All right.
And Kayleigh wasn't playing headlines. Remember how she played that Nancy Pelosi clip over and over of her walking out of the salon?
Right.
Well, she added a few new cuts of Chris Cuomo, Gavin Newsom, Lori Lightfoot. And the like.
And I guess now she's got to add London Breed, the mayor of San Francisco, the guy that's the mayor of San Jose, and now this guy Adler, who's the mayor of Austin, Texas. I mean, you know, at least Hancock, he tweeted out, the guy from Denver, he tweeted out his warning to his constituents to stay at home as he was on his way to the airport. This guy Adler gets to the airport, boards a private jet, leaves the country, and then records a video telling his subjects to stay in fear, to shelter in place.
Was he sipping on a Mai Tai while he said that?
Probably a margarita. Yeah. Wouldn't that be more appropriate?
Whatever.
A silver margarita.
Yes.
With a salted rim. Yeah, and I hope he had his feet up when he was doing it, too. What audacity these people have. And again, Austin is probably the most liberal. Travis County is probably the most liberal place in Texas, even more liberal than Harris County in Houston. Travis County is where they had that DA who indicted Rick Perry because he said she had to give up her power because she got arrested for drunk driving. So her response was to indict Rick Perry for absolutely nothing. When we come back, we're going to play what President Trump had to say today. It runs about 2.5 minutes. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I just looked up the salary of the mayor of Austin, Texas, who flew down to Mexico on a private jet with some of his family and friends, where he recorded a video telling everybody to stay inside, follow orders. You know how much he makes? $82,387. He must have been saving his money for a long time to be able to afford that private jet down to Mexico. $82,387, he's got a private jet. All right. 844-500-4242. We're going to take some calls here in the final segments, but I did want to play, because you may not have heard it if you're just getting off work. The president today put a 46-minute address on Facebook. I'm kind of surprised that he didn't put it elsewhere, but maybe he was going to be taken down off big tech now that they think they got him over a barrel. Not that Facebook isn't big tech, I understand. But he also put out a little over two minutes of the sort of the greatest hits of the 46-minute address. So we wanted to play that for you before we move on. But in the meantime, 844-500-4242 if you want to get on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you. This may be the most important speech I've ever made. I want to provide an update on our ongoing efforts to expose the tremendous voter fraud and irregularities which took place during the ridiculously long November 3rd elections. We used to have what was called Election Day. Now we have election days, weeks, and months, and lots of bad things happened during this ridiculous period of time, especially when you have to prove almost nothing to exercise our greatest privilege, the right to vote. As president, I have no higher duty than to defend the laws and the Constitution of the United States. That is why I am determined to protect our election system, which is now under coordinated assault and siege. For months leading up to the presidential election, we were warned that we should not declare a premature victory. We were told repeatedly that it would take weeks, if not months, to determine the winner, to count.
Oh, what happened? I lost it.
Thank you.
Wait.
For months leading up to the presidential election, we were warned that we should not declare a premature victory. We were told repeatedly that it would take weeks, if not months, to determine the winner, to count the absentee ballots, and to verify the results. My opponent was told to stay away from the election. Don't campaign. We don't need you. We've got it. This election is done. In fact, they were acting like they already knew what the outcome was going to be. They had it covered, and perhaps they did, very sadly for our country. It was all very, very strange. Within days after the election, we witnessed an orchestrated effort to anoint a winner, even while many key states were still being counted. The constitutional process must be allowed to continue. We are going to defend the honesty of the vote by ensuring that every legal ballot is counted and that no illegal ballot is counted. This is not just about honoring the votes of 74 million Americans who voted for me. It's about ensuring that Americans can have faith in this election and in all future elections.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it sounds self-serving when he says he has to defend the laws and the Constitution, but he does. He does. And if they get away with this, they will. They and we will reap the whirlwind. This is really, really bad, and I think people are angry. And they don't know how to. A lot of people, including myself, I don't know what to do exactly. You know, you can't just fulminate all day long and grit your teeth. But what are you supposed to do? They're stealing the election, and these are not good people that are stealing this election. These are the people who got us into this mess in the first place, and they want to take us back to the mess that existed 4 years ago. And it's very troublesome. So Rudy is now in Lansing. He's speaking before the House committee, and there's going to be hearings in Georgia tomorrow. And it's not over yet, but it's perilously close to being over. And I'm glad to see the president seem so much more committed to the struggle and less resigned than he seemed to be with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday. Pat, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pat.
Hello. Just a quick point. I've been listening to Giuliani and Jen Allis make their presentation. Aside from the fact that I think they shouldn't just stop at saying we want to save the integrity of the electoral system, I think they should also point out that he won the election, he deserves to win it. But even more to the point, I have to bristle every time I hear someone like Giuliani say it takes real courage for a legislator to stand up and say, no, this is wrong. Because that same legislator is going to go back home to a bunch of voters who voted for Trump. And now are they going to be happy if they don't stand up?
I know. I understand. I understand exactly what you're saying, Pat. I mean, they're between a rock and a hard place. They're gonna really irritate a huge number of people no matter what they do. But I'm with you, Pat. I don't think if you come from a Republican district, you have to understand, and they all do, I'm sure, that 95% of the people that are in your party voted for President Trump, and they're extremely angry about the theft of this election. So, I mean, what is their you're right. What is their political future if they vote no and they vote to let the Democrats get away with stealing the election? This election is still up in the air if these legislators would do what's required of them. But I think it does require some courage, actually. This is a tough vote. It wouldn't be a tough vote for me because I would just say screw it. I would never be elected to the legislature in the first place because I wouldn't care enough about it. But yeah, I guess, you know, this is for some of them, this is their only job and this is all they want to do. And they think they're, they're on the escalator up to heaven, or at least to Congress. So they don't want to offend anybody. Thanks for the call, though, Pat. That was a good point to make. Arthur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arthur.
Well, you know, yesterday I was listening to all these people who have come forward. And, you know, this is amazing that only OAN News broadcast these hearings, because these are more important than the Watergate hearings. And they should be on every network, and everybody in this country should be allowed to listen to these incredible Americans come up there, don't care about their own safety, but you only care about what's right and what's good for America. And I think after Trump has been watching these people come out day after day after day, I think that's got his mojo working. Now, one more thing, Howie. We have never had a situation like this in the history of this country. And every time something comes up that threatens the nation, somebody has to step up and do something about it, because something absolutely horrific has happened here. It can't be allowed to happen. It has to be undone. And Trump, thank God Trump is the president, because if it were anybody else, This thing wouldn't get beyond. They would have conceded, because that's what they've done in the past. But this is so blatant, Howie.
I agree. I agree. It's blatant, and I think that he's going to see when he goes to Valdosta over the weekend just how angry people are. I think he kind of understands it. There's a couple of postings on one of the websites I go to, Free Republic, saying that he guy said that he was at a restaurant today in Arizona, And he said he was just talking to people, and they were talking about how disgusted they were. And everybody at the table, everybody at the tables around them were also saying, yeah, what do? I mean, you know, we go and we turn on the TV and they say Biden is president and he won fair and square and there's no evidence. But we know that this election was stolen. They know it was stolen in Arizona, in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania. And the media, which promoted a hoax, the same people who promoted a hoax about Russian collusion for 3-4 years are now telling you, now that there's real scandal right in front of your eyes, that it doesn't exist. And you're supposed to say, yes, sir, may I have another? Thanks for the call, Arthur. Luke, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Luke.
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
Please, we need to support this president. He is fighting like hell for us. And, you know, Venezuela was like us at one time.
I understand.
And they went down, and they don't realize. They do now, but the people who voted or are allowing this to happen, the same dirty characters, they want our country to disappear. They're going to make a change in our country that is forever lost.
I know. And they think that the only thing that matters to them is power. They have no underlying ethics. All they want is power. That is their god, their aphrodisiac. And they will do anything to get maintain the power. And you come back to what John Adams said. This is a government only for a moral and religious people. And, you know, you can't keep it unless you have a certain level of, dare I say it, honesty and decency. And there is none of that on the other side. None whatsoever. I mean, look at Adam Schiff today. Adam Schiff says he's railing against the appointment of a special prosecutor to go after the Russian collusion hoax in the FBI. Not that they're going to do anything, but he's still against it. This was a guy who put in legislation to prevent any special prosecutor, any special counsel from being fired when they were going after Donald Trump. Now that they'll be going after the crooked FBI and maybe Joe Biden, he wants to fire the guy. I mean, and the media backs him up. That's almost as scary, or as scary. The fact that the media is utterly corrupt, whether it's covering COVID-19 or covering this theft of an election. Thanks for the call, Luke. Folks, meet your new work chair. It's the Backstrong chair, and I've been using it for the last few weeks, and I feel great. My back was getting a little sore from being out on the bike every morning for a while, and plus there's that stiffness and soreness that you get when you sit too long while you're working. Well, all that's gone now for me. My body feels good when I'm sitting in my Backstrong office chair, and that's important. This is important as well. When I get out of my chair to walk around, I feel refreshed. Poorly designed office chairs can lead to severe pains in your back, neck, shoulder muscles. You can't sleep as well at night. That doesn't occur with the Backstrong chair. It guarantees you good posture. You literally cannot slouch, all the while stimulating circulation and improving flexibility. The patented Backstrong chair was designed by a nationally recognized chiropractor to help you overcome discomfort from sitting too long. The chair keeps you moving throughout the day, which is what your back, body, and brain need to be healthy and pain-free. When you sit better, you feel better. The Backstrong chair is the best ergonomic chair for reducing back and neck pain, and it's super comfortable, perfect for your home or office. Backed by hundreds of 5-star reviews and a 60-day money-back guarantee. To get yours, go to backstrong.com today to save $100 and get free shipping. If you're working from home, this is a perfect chair for you, or you know someone who's working from home, this is a perfect chair for them for a Christmas present. Use discount code Howie to save the $100 and get free shipping. Remember, save $100 and get free shipping on your Backstrong chair at backstrong.com. Use discount code Howie. That's backstrong.com, discount code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
about you? What have you heard, Shane?
I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Howie Carr is back.
You know, we never have heard anybody from anybody in Vermont. You know, the governor, Phil Scott, said he wanted the kids, when they came back from Thanksgiving break, to be questioned by their teachers about whether their parents had followed the policy of the Fatherland, or is it the Reich, the Green Mountain Reich. Were the kids read their Miranda rights before they had to rat out their parents? Did they have the option of exercising their rights under the Fifth Amendment to the United States Constitution? Huh? I'm just asking these questions. That's all. 844-500-4242. Already, we're just starting the month of December, and already 2020 is the biggest year ever for firearm sales in the United States. This is according to the FBI, which is good at, they're not too good at investigating voter fraud or anything else, but they keep pretty good records. The FBI reported today that it recorded a 42% surge in background checks for firearms in November. Last month, it conducted 3.6 million. In November of last year, it was 2.5 million. Already this year, the FBI has recorded 35.7 million background checks. In the previous record year for firearm checks was 28 million. So there's already 7 million more. And there's a month to go. And it's Christmas. It's a holiday. That means 2020 background checks for guns are already 25% over last year, and there's still a month to go. Good. I wonder why people are buying guns. Rocky, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rocky.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. This is getting to be a normal thing for me, calling you every day. I love the show. But anyway, what's up with that bloated Basset hound, Bill Barr? What happened to him? There's no evidence of anything? People are coming forward under oath, and they're about all the voter fraud.
Well, they've issued repeated clarifications today, Rocky, and they're saying he didn't say there was no evidence. He said there was no evidence to change the results. Sounds to me like there's plenty of evidence to change the results in some of these states anyway, Rocky, right? All they got to do is change the results in three of the states, and guess who's president come January 20th again?
Hey, Howie, if you're late a minute, you're late, right?
Right. Right.
Okay.
Well, a lot of these ballots came in under deals that were negotiated under the threat of lawsuits filed by Perkins Coie, this law firm that paid for the dodgy dossier. And the secretaries of state or governors had no right to change elections laws. The way it works in this country is the legislature makes the laws, okay? Not the Secretary of State, not the governor, and certainly not some unelected bureaucrat. And you're right. A lot of these ballots, millions of them apparently, came in after the deadlines, or they were defective in some way. Thanks for the call, Rocky. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Quickly, Nick.
Howie, you fire Barr, you fire Ray, you use the Federal Vacancy Reform Act, right, like he did with Whitaker. You bring in two mad dogs to run those organizations who will prosecute, indict, and investigate. Okay, so you get rid of the deputy directors as well, because they have to be as criminal as the two bums that hired them. Then you resume in earnest the Hunter Biden crime family investigation and any other investigation that will go against that criminally insane Biden.
First he's got to be reelected. There isn't time to do, and it would take years to do what you're suggesting, wouldn't it?
No, they would go with the existing evidence. No, Howie, come on. You give them the Flynn treatment. You bring in Comey and all those bums with lies that you know that they're going to tell.
Comey's got it down to a science. He's better at not remembering, or to the best of his recollection, not recalling, than even Billy Bulger. He didn't remember 200 plus times, and that was in one hearing. We'll be back tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.